Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this morning I'd like to focus on the following words which we heard from Jesus in today's gospel reading. Jesus says to us, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on." Now, before we consider what Jesus is saying to us in these words, I'd like to first just take a moment to point out something that Jesus is not saying here to make sure we don't misunderstand him. In these verses, Jesus is not saying that it's wrong for us to ever think about the future or to make any preparations for the future. In fact, in God's word, the Lord encourages responsible planning. In Genesis, for example, we see that God led Joseph to plan for the future by saving grain in preparation for a drought that the Lord had shown him was coming. And in Proverbs, we are told that we can learn a helpful lesson from the ants, who we are told are extremely wise, for they store up their food in the summer. So, in these words that we hear from Jesus today, he is not trying to discourage us from ever making any preparations for the future. Rather, the Lord is telling us not to worry or be anxious about the future. Preparing and worrying are two very different things. Preparation can be an exercise of good stewardship. Worrying about what might happen is another thing altogether. And it's worrying that Jesus is speaking about in these verses. The first point that Jesus makes about worrying is that it's unnecessary. Jesus says, "Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" And then he continues saying, "And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?" Here, Jesus is saying that worrying and anxiety are unnecessary because we have a Father in heaven who can be trusted to care for us. See how God provides for even the smallest parts of his creation. And be assured that he will most certainly provide for us, his own beloved children. For the God of the sparrows and ravens and lilies is not only your God, he is your loving Father. As we heard in our Old Testament reading this morning, he will never forget you, for you are engraved on the palms of his hands. His will for you is good and gracious, and he can be trusted to care for you as only he can. A second point that Jesus makes about worrying is that not only is it unnecessary, it's also unproductive. As Jesus asks the question, "Which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life?" The answer, of course, is that none of us can extend our lives by worrying. Worrying doesn't accomplish anything. The farmer can plant his seed and water it, but worrying about the seed won't make the harvest any greater. A worker can set aside some savings for the future, but worrying about those savings won't make them grow any faster. A person can try to look after his or her health, but worrying about their health will not add an hour to their life. Instead, worrying only makes the hours that we do have less enjoyable. Our Lord says in the book of Proverbs that anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down. And I think we probably all know from experience just how true that is. Worrying isn't necessary, and it doesn't help anything. It only wears us down. My grandfather, Albert Winkler, was a Lutheran pastor. I didn't ever get to hear him preach because he entered his heavenly rest when my mother was still a baby. But I do know of something that he once said in a sermon because a family friend remembered the sermon and told my mom about it years later. He was preaching about worry in the life of a Christian. And what he said does a very good job of reinforcing these points that we've heard Jesus making in our gospel reading. This was in rural Kansas in the early 1940s, and so he used a comparison that the people in that time and place could relate to. He said to imagine that you were driving along in your horse-drawn wagon, and over on the side of the road, you see a man walking. He's carrying what looks like a very heavy backpack, and you want to help him. So you stop your wagon and invite him to come up and sit beside you on the bench. He's grateful, and he does come onto the wagon, and he sits down beside you, but he keeps wearing his backpack. Now, on that type of wagon, the bench is just a bench with no back, and so the backpack would still be pulling the man back and weighing him down. You invite him to take his backpack off and lay it down on the floor of the wagon, but he won't take it off. He doesn't need to keep wearing it, and keeping it on his back isn't accomplishing anything. But he insists on continuing to carry that burden that he does not need to carry. This is similar to the way that we Christians so often unnecessarily continue carrying our worries around with us. Jesus has called us to come to him and find rest for our souls. And as Christians, we now are with him, and we are finding rest in him. But like the man who came aboard the wagon but wouldn't lay down his backpack, we who have found our rest in Christ often will not lay down our worries. We continue to carry them on our back, and they continue to wear us down. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He is abounding in steadfast love. And so he tenderly invites us to lay those worries down and to more fully experience the peace and rest that he freely gives. The man in the wagon who isn't laying down his backpack is still in the wagon, and he will ultimately reach his destination. But he would enjoy the journey a whole lot more if he would lay his backpack down. And so also we who have been brought to faith in Christ do have him at our side, and we can trust that he will bring us safely to our destination. But he knows that we would enjoy the journey a whole lot more if we would lay our worries down and find in him the full rest and peace that he wants us to know. The rest and peace that he has secured for us on the cross and that he freely gives. And so Jesus says to us today, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Seek first the kingdom of God. Come to him in his word and hear from him the words of eternal life. Come to him in his holy supper and be fed with the bread of life. Whatever it is that you're carrying around in your backpack of worries, lay them down at Jesus' feet and trust him to care for you. Come to the one who gave his life for you and find your life in him. Come to him, all who are weary and heavy laden, and he will give you rest. In his saving name, amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.